Before last summer, few people outside of Maine had ever heard of Troy Jackson. But last year, after Governor Paul LePage announced his intention to veto the state budget, Jackson held a press conference. The legislature, he pointed out, had enough votes to override the governor, who a short time later emerged from his office in the Capitol to respond.
Senator Jackson claims to be for the people, but he's the first one to give it to the people without providing Vaseline.
After months of tension between the two men, the governor's dismissal of Jackson with a crude sexual remark made national news. LePage also suggested that Jackson didn't have the brains to serve in the legislature and would be better off back in the woods cutting trees.
I mean, the governor's management, and that's why we clash as much as we do, because I know very well who he is. I've been in the room with him my entire life.
A political career was never part of Troy Jackson's plan. Jackson, who's from Allegash, says it's a path he decided to take after a clash that has a lot in common, philosophically at least, with his battles with Governor LePage.
Day 5 in the protest by Northern Maine loggers against Canadian hiring practices, and no resolution in sight. The loggers say that Canadian workers are invading their territory.
You know, a group of us, you know, started having these meetings and trying to find out why we couldn't work in Maine, why we couldn't work hard, you know.
It was 1998, and Canadian loggers were using an American agriculture assistance program to come across the border daily from Quebec to cut trees in Maine. They worked for less money than landowners were paying Jackson and other Maine loggers to cut their trees. In October, Jackson and 14 other loggers blocked the border for an entire week.
I mean, that was a big issue. You grew up with that mentality, you don't challenge the man, you know, because he holds everything in your hand and he can, you know, I mean, I had landowners tell us that, you know, they'd watched grass grow up in the streets in my hometown before they'd give in to us.
When the blockade ended, Jackson and other loggers were invited to meetings with politicians, including Congressman John Baldacci and Governor Angus King. Logger Hilton Hafford, who helped lead the blockade, says Jackson came to a realization during these meetings.
There's where the problem was in the politics of it. It had nothing to do with really business or labor. It was the politics that let it go that way.
In the year 2000, Jackson ran for the Maine House of Representatives as a Republican and lost. 2 years later, he won the election in District 151 as an independent. Jackson ran for the Maine Senate in 2008, winning election as a Democrat. During his years in Augusta, Jackson has consistently sided with workers and organized labor in fights against companies and other powerful interests. If elected to Congress, Jackson says he would make jobs and economic issues his focus. He'd push to raise the federal minimum wage and tax credits for companies that ship jobs overseas and fund a jobs act that would put people to work rebuilding the nation's infrastructure.
He knows what it's like to lose your job early and be out of work and how hard it is to get another one. And he knows what it is for the wages that we're being paid. You know, he understands the whole thing.
Hilton Hafford says this gives Jackson a unique ability to relate to voters struggling with similar challenges. Jackson went without health care coverage before being elected to the state legislature.
I'm on my third pacemaker now, and I know very well what the problems are for people that don't have health insurance. And yeah, I know what the struggles are, and I know what it is like to look at your kids and your wife and, you know, feel that that anger and frustration that, you know, you're not doing what you need to do for your family.
Emily Kane is the establishment candidate in this race, not Troy Jackson. But Jackson's fine with that. He has the support of the state's powerful labor unions and a powerful personal story he hopes will inspire 2nd District voters to send him to Washington. For MPBN News, I'm Jay Field.